Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, Mary, thank you very, very much. You are the best. I appreciate you, and we're ready to go back to our phone lines. Before we go to Ricardo, I need to go to Tucker Reed, who is the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. Not much going on at the Arboretum these days, is there, Tucker?
Nothing at all. Just sitting around doing nothing.
Tell us about it.
We're doing blooms. Blooms opened up yesterday. We're actually opened up a little bit early this year. Every other year, it's always been like the first week of March. This year, we went with they moved it up ahead so people could get that first instant seeing of the hyacinths that are usually done. Now, this year, everything is late because we've been so cold, and so everybody's going to see everything now because they're just now starting to bloom, so it's awesome this year.
That's wonderful, and I know I can only imagine how swamped you guys are. Well, tell us about forsythias. I know that's a plant you like a lot, and I'll just kind of sit back and listen because that's one of my favorite of the spring flowering shrubs.
It is, and it's one of my favorites, too. Unfortunately, I don't see enough of it around here. When I used to live back east, I saw them everywhere. You couldn't throw a rock without hitting a forsythia, almost to the point of overplanting.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I can drive around my old established neighborhood, and the only yard I see them in is my own. Yeah. And I think part of that problem is in the urban landscape, they're really big and they're hard to use. Well, there's a couple different ways of solving this problem. We don't have a problem growing it at all. Full sun, average water, prune only after they bloom, perfectly hardy. No problems. They'll handle our soils, nothing needed. Two ways that I can grow them. One, after they bloom, if they're too big for you, cut them to the ground. They'll resprout flower the next year, no problems. Two, go find a couple of the dwarfs, a couple that I've used on a regular basis, Sugar Baby and Show Off. They have just as many flowers, and they pack them on a plant that's no taller than 6 foot tall, so even brighter colored in the landscape. So definitely, we need to start using these plants because they are the harbinger of all spring shrubs.
Yeah, they are wonderful. Out there. Yeah, and that daffodil yellow color on them too, forsythia, yeah. Golden Bells forsythia. I have about 10 scattered through my landscape, and I love seeing them. They're not in bloom just yet, but they will be. You're a little bit warmer than we are. Yours will be a week ahead of ours. So that's forsythia, folks. And when you see them in the nursery, grab them right then because people fall in love with these things.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, tell us about education.
Education, next week there's a couple different classes coming up. One's about landscape design. And the other one is about growing better tomatoes. So if you're into growing tomatoes in your garden, go out, go get registered for that class and learn how to do it even better.
Oh, super. That's great. How do they sign up for those?
You go to the Dallas Arboretum website, which is dallasarboretum.org. You go to the education tab and look under the adult education section. Oh. And you can register there online, do it all. Members get a discount. It's usually $5 to $10 discount. So definitely, if you want a bunch of classes, sign up to be a member as well.
All right. Now, tell us about Dallas Blooms and what we need to know. First of all, it's all going to be at dallasarboretum.org on the website. But give us the highlights. You have events every weekend. You have off-site parking. Tell us a little bit about those.
There's a whole bunch of different things going on. This year, it's the year of the children's garden. So we're going to, that's the biggest, that's one of the big focuses. Our little theme is birds in paradise. So this year for the kids in the regular garden, we have some playhouses that are bird themed, as well as we have a couple 13 foot tall topiary peacocks right in the middle of the color garden with big massive tails full of flowers. So
lots to see, lots to do. I think you need to get back to work. You don't have enough to do.
I might. I need to get back to work.
How do we find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit and head north. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and just follow the green signs.
All right, that part's easy. DallasArboretum.org and 9 to 5, 7 days a week. What is the 24-hour information number?
It's 214-515-6500.
Good luck with your next several weeks, Tucker. I know how chaotic it is. And when you have bad weather close to game day, it makes it doubly tough for you guys, quadruply tough. So good luck with it.
Thank you. Appreciate
You're
it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Tucker Reed is the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, and Dallas Blooms is started and will go on now for whatever it was, 6 weeks, something like that, and it's beautiful. Become a member of the Dallas Arboretum and go back many times, because with that membership, you can go back as many times as you want per year. Arborological Services sponsored that report. They are the best in tree service at 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. They have more than a dozen International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. That is a certification process that shows that those people really know what they're doing. Two of their people have been named the Arborist of the Year for the entire state of Texas. Two different people. Now, you think about how many tree service companies there are in Texas, and there aren't a lot of companies that have anybody who's been named that, much less two. And I might even add, with those 12 certified arborists, that's probably pretty near the top, if not the top, for the state. Their tree climbing crews have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of the 32 years that it's been held. These are credentials. These just validate. And then if you talk to owner Steve Hauser, you say, wow, he is so laid back. He loves his trees. And he carries that message to all the employees. They're the best. They're just the best. Okay, here's the contact. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. And on their website, it's arborological.com. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. All right, let's go to Ricardo again. Hi, my friend. How are you?
You're good. I've been called worse things before, you can tell, Lee.
All right. Well, Lee apologized in my ears, but probably not to you. But there we go. How can I help you today?
I remember George Ray McEachern talking about you adding the zinc. Would we time that about the same as we do the ammonium sulfate?
No. Zinc goes on as a spray onto the leaves, and that is something that is done during the growing season, and that's really timed with every spray that you would make, if you care to make them, Ricardo. Okay. That would be every spray you make to pecan case bearers, for pecan scab, for hickory shuckworm, all of those in May through August, September. I got to be candid. I do not spray my pecan trees. You've seen my pecan trees, and they don't get spray, and I don't see a lot of dieback on them. Now, you're in more shallow soil, and it may be that you'll need some of that spray, but I'd wait to see the...
Zinc, yours have survived a couple of years before you were there.
Yeah, they had. Zinc also can do some damage to other types, like fruit trees, if you have those nearby, okay. So you have to be kind of careful with it anyway.
Okay, all righty. Thank you so very, very much. And the ammonium sulfate, we do that when?
Well, it's once a month, and I prefer here April, May, June, first of each month.
Okay.
Ammonium sulfate.
All righty.
You sound like you're in a clock shop, Ricardo. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, dear friend. All right, let's see. Let's go to Linda in Pecan Plantation. She's been waiting a long time. Linda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
Well, beginning the program, I missed the name of the companion flowering plant for ferns and hostas.
It was hellebores, H-E-L-L-E-B-O-R-E-S.
Okay,
they're
great.
Called Lenten Rose, L-E-N-T-E, and Lenten Rose, or sometimes called Christmas Rose. They bloom.
Right.
They start blooming that far back.
We have 11 pecan trees on our property, so...
Well, they're kind of like hostas. They're a little bit pricey, so it's not something you put out as a mass planting unless the boatload of money came in. But they're beautiful in near a front door. Their flowers tend to hang downward. They're only knee high, so it's a good idea to buy them while they're in bloom. See exactly how they display their flowers. They're really interesting plants.
Great. The second question I had is, how and when do you treat for moles?
All right. You're talking about moles in the ground, the animal moles. Okay.
Yes.
I thought I challenged Lee on that, and he had MOLD, mold. moles are I have never lived in a sandy soil environment, so I don't have a lot of firsthand experience with it, but they're going to be in the shade, and they will be mm-hmm. going after the earthworms, and you're going to see their hills that they make. You're going to use traps. You have to push those traps into the tunnels, and when you buy the traps, there will be instructions with them, or there will be somebody there who can explain them. Probably a farm supply store is going to be your best place, or a hardware store. As they you push the tunnel down, and as they come along trying to reopen their tunnel, they run into the trap, and that's it for them.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll give it a try. Thank you so much.
You bet. And the ultrasound things, all that stuff, that's hocus pocus, so be careful with those.
Well, we've had them come out and treat several times, and it just is not working.
Treating with what? With a poison bait?
Yes, a poison bait. It looks like a grub worm.
Okay.
And
I can't speak to that. I don't really know. I know that I did. I was looking at my own website, my frequently asked questions, when I gave you the answer. I tried not to read it to you so that it wouldn't sound like a script, because I just am not the world authority. But I did a lot of research when I put that up on my website a few months ago. And poisons normally are for gophers, not so much for moles. But now maybe in this case they are. The moles are insectivorous, and so that the grubworm look-alike would be logical.
Okay.
Yeah, I would contact your county extension office and see if they have some specific information for your area. I think that's probably not a bad plan.
I will do.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. Thanks for waiting on me. All right, and let's see where we are right now. We will be coming back to Greg in Pilot Point, Char in Flower Mound, and then maybe to you. The phone number, if you'd like to call, and I hope you would, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let me tell you now where we stand on my book. It is delayed by, it looks like it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks, and my apologies go for that, but I'm going to tell you, there are 100 more pages in the book, and that is the biggest reason that it is delayed, and I chose not to raise the price at all. It's costing me a lot more to print those 100 pages, but I just thought, you know, I want this to be as thorough as it can be, and it's a book for a lot of years, not just for a couple weeks, so I know that some will get angry with me, and you know, you just do the best you can in this life. But anyway, let me tell you about the book. The book is going to be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I have finished everything, and we are beginning to turn things to the printer now, and it will be printing within the next, 3 weeks. We'll be in full production, and I'm really pleased with this. It has been so much work editing 840 of my own photographs. You have to see it to understand. It's going to be just $24.95, and my wife is not happy with me for leaving it at that price. I'm self-publishing, so I've determined the price when I got the bids, when I figured out how much it would cost for art and for editing, and got all that figured in, and $24.95 was a wonderful price. We've lost some money because of the added page count, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay, but the price will go up when we discontinue this pre-production offer, and it's going to go on for a very, very brief time more. Now, it's $24.95 for the book, or if you'd like to get my magazine at the same time, $36.90, and we have our office open until 11 o'clock today. 11 o'clock if you want to get this low price. It's just $24 or $36.90 with the magazine at half price, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for the state of Texas. Our book, and my book is going to cover the same sorts of, I mean, if you're doing a book on all the aspects of outdoor gardening, it's going to cover the same things that the book I published 23 years ago, somebody else published for me, A Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's a wonderful book, but it's 23 years old. This is the updated information in a vastly better format with a huge amount of more information. All of the posters that you've seen from us, posters normally are $10 each, and there are four of them. They're all in this book at $24.95, and as are the calendars that I've done over the years, all the when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray pieces of information, and everything on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Oh, that's why it's taken a while, but you'll be very, very satisfied, or I'll refund every penny. 1-800-752-GROW. $7 postage, by the way, on the book. $24.95 book, $36.90, book and magazine when you get the magazine at half price. 1-800-752-GROW. You can order all day today at neilsperry.com, but you must call before 11 if you want to order from my office. 800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Right, I'll do just that. Thank you very much. Oh, Mary Traveland, you here as my announcer from Dixon Brothers. Mary is just the best. Nice people at Dixon Brothers. If you had pool equipment that froze, you can get help by calling Dixon Brothers on your speed dial, 972-288-7537. Kidding aside, they're closed today, so you can probably slow dial them first thing in the morning at 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians will repair the system. They can install a freeze guard to protect you from more freeze damage in future years. That's 972-288-7537. Their licensed techs can install a freeze guard that automatically turns your pool system on when temperature falls below 38. And that protects your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. Easy for you. Great for your pool. They have all kinds of cold weather pond supplies and everything you need to get your pond ready for the springtime. No matter the weather, you'll find things there all year long. If you think about putting in a garden pond, as I was 12 months ago right about now, they are the place to go. The Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. They are at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Wonderful, wonderful school. Thank you, Julie. And it will be nice to get this all behind me and be able to help there more than I have been. So love that school. Love those kids and the staff. Busy Bees Pest Control. These are the folks that do our pest elimination work, and they're just fabulous for whatever pest problems you might have. Their toll-free number, they're right in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But just to make it easy, we'll say 1-855-BUSY-BEE. B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E, by the way. B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E. BusyBee.com, BusyBees, it's plural, BusyBees.com is the website. Now, they have been around since 1967. They have grown to be a full-service pest elimination company. They do everything you need in terms of for your home, for your business, whatever it is, bed bugs, bees, wasps, ants, fleas, termites. Boy, termites are about to swarm. If you have any kind of unwanted pest in your home other than your brother-in-law, contact Busy Bees right away. They also trap and remove other unwanted animals, raccoons, squirrels, birds, and so much more. Now, a small infestation can quickly become very, very serious. They know how to help you immediately. They came highly recommended to me as a pest elimination company by some people in the education community. I really don't want to get any more specific because I just don't do that to them. But people that know, and they're entomologists that I know, said, oh, these are the people you need. They're tremendous, and they are. BusyBees.com, B-I-Z-Z-Y, BusyBees.com. You can call them at 1-855-BUSY-BEES, 1-855-BUSY-BEES, Busy Bees Pest Elimination. Greg is in Pilot Point, and we are on the phone with Greg right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay. I'm kind of calling for my mom.
Okay.
And she has a magnolia tree that she watered pretty well last year, but the top third of it is dead. And I was wondering if we should chop all that stuff off the top and it would come back, or what you thought about it.
Dead wood, if you're sure it's dead, and if it's brown and lifeless on a magnolia, I'll guarantee you it's dead. You can always remove that at any time. And so I would definitely clean that up. And then you stand back a few feet and you look at the tree and you say, well, now it looks like it's had the top taken out of it. It looks really bizarre. And so you may have some additional pruning to do to give it kind of that Christmas tree shape that it had before, where you actually remove some of the green branches partially and taper it a little bit. Without seeing it, I can't really tell you. But yes, you can take out the dead wood. And yes, it will come back if the bottom of the tree is healthy and vigorous. Why do you think that top died? Was it drought?
I would assume it probably was, yeah.
I'll bet. Well, it'll come back. If the bottom part is alive, I would fertilize and water it thoroughly, put nitrogen on it probably in about 2 weeks. And it will lose all of its leaves in May. It's going to start dropping leaves in April and May as the new growth comes out. And that's normal, so don't panic when you see that happening.
Okay. All righty. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting on me. Let's go to Char and Flower Mound. Char, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. And thank you so much for the way you answer all of our questions on Facebook.
I try.
Your followers would be lost without you.
You're tremendous. Thank you. And I know your name now.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe there were two Chars out there.
No. So. And I really did try to find this on your page, but I was having trouble. I have some really pretty kaleidoscope albea plants.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about 3 years old. I have two that are kind of exposed, and they really took a hit this winter. I'm not sure how to trim them back.
Mine also took a beating. I think the main thing I would recommend to you, I'm not sure I would trim them just yet.
Okay.
Abelias, when you get a little far, I'm talking about glossy abelia, the standard one, because we've had decades of experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a little farther north, up into Kentucky, for example, where it is at its northern boundary, I remember seeing it go almost bare in the wintertime and then come back and be fine in the growing season. I would imagine kaleidoscope will do the same thing. If I did any pruning on kaleidoscope at this point, it would be just to kind of even it up into a normal form for that plant, which I don't know how to describe what a normal form for an abelia is. It's just kind of an egg-shaped plant laying on its side, and you just don't want a strange branch here or there.
Right.
But
yeah.
that's just basic abelia pruning. And then I would wait about probably 3 or 4 weeks and see what it offers to put out.
Okay.
You may find by the end of March, you say, wow, that was much ado about nothing. It looks great now. Most winters, I don't think it's going to lose its leaves like that. This was just extraordinary.
Well, and mine, these two that I'm talking about really did lose their leaves, and plus the plant is so woody on the inside.
Well, is it brittle? Are the twigs where the leaves were, are they brittle now?
The tiny little ones, I guess you would call them like the little shoots that come off of the larger branches, yes, they are very brittle. The woodier ones that are thick are actually starting to have new growth come out.
All right, so you may have some dieback of the most tender growth from late fall, and that's exactly why you want to wait, Char.
Okay.
Give it another.
All right.
I know it looks unsightly for just a few days or a week or two, but give it that time to show you what it has left, and then shape it from that. And kind of like the magnolia question a moment ago,
I heard that one.
You may need to prune some healthy twigs out.
Okay.
Because all of the dieback may be on one side, and you may have a bizarre looking plant otherwise. So
yes.
You may have to sculpt it a little bit. But
okay.
But I'd
wait
another 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. And on the ones that are still doing well. The leaves look great. Should I just really not even prune it back at all? Just leave it alone?
Unless you have those fishing poles that abelias will put out, and I don't think kaleidoscope does that as much.
Okay.
It's not as strong a grower.
I don't see that on them. It's just that I know that if I do need to cut or supposed to cut them back, I know that before spring,
I don't feel any compelling need to prune it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for your comments.
I'm very excited about your book. I think I might have been one of the first ones to order.
Well, it's going to be two or three weeks late, and somebody's on my Facebook page now quite upset with me about that. Yeah.
I saw that, and I'm sure once they realize that you've added more pages, they'll understand. But, I mean, whenever it rises, I'll be very happy. And
you're very kind. I appreciate
that. Have it. Thank you so much.
Thank you much. You bet. Yeah, I've about half typed the response to that on my laptop, and I'll post it later because I wanted to look at it again. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a news break here. We have a super pro, Hall of Fame super pro newscaster waiting in our wing here. I need to tell you first, though, about Dallas Plumbing Company. I can speak from firsthand personal experience with this company that even predates by, 7 or 8 years, my doing ads for them, because we were customers of theirs long before that. That's the best ad that I get to do when I can say, I already knew these people. These are my people. And Dallas Plumbing is that. Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Now, they have been providing plumbing services. That's how they got started in 1903. Let's do that in math. Why don't you subtract 2014 and then take from that 1903? That's 111 years. What were you doing 111 years ago? Well, great-great-great grandfather of the Downs family, this is fourth generation business, did I count that up right? Founded the company back then, and they have won the awards ever since then. They have grown to be a company that serves the entire Metroplex. They are the best it gets. Now, the way we knew them first was our builder, about almost 10 years ago, sent us to their store, their showroom, at 11,055. That's 11055 Plano Road. It's just outside the loop of LBJ 635, just north on Plano Road by about, not a mile. They have a complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom. You can talk to professionals. They have all of name brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs on display. Everything in that store is 25% off the manufacturer's retail price. It's beautiful, and they're so helpful, and you are talking to the pros. This is not like going into some kind of a big national chain thing. I'll just leave it at that. And trying to find somebody to help you who might know something. They know their products at Dallas Plumbing in their showroom. Again, that's 11,055 Plano Road. If you need them for any kind of service work, you can call them at 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. 25% savings on all of their fixtures for kitchen and baths. 11,055 Plano Road, Dallas Plumbing.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Well, I welcome Baron Ablon and Soil Building Systems to our program again. Baron is a longtime friend of mine. I have known his father, Fred, for many, many years. Fred founded Soil Building Systems in 1972. They are the leading manufacturer and wholesaler of high-quality bag and bulk organic compost, soil mixes, mulches, and specialty products, and have been so since 1972. You may have seen the photographs I posted on Facebook a year ago, right about now, when Joseph and I, my grandson, went to see them and see that incredible composting facility. They are open to the public now, 7 days a week now, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturdays, 7 to 3, Sundays, 11 to 3, Sundays, 11 to 3. Good day to go out. Soil Building System, your trusted local manufacturer for more than 40 years. Their materials can be found in most prestigious installations in and around the Metroplex. Let them tell you some of them, but they're big parks, big commercial establishments. They can deliver right to your door if you prefer. They're bagged, they're in bulk at the Northwest Dallas facility. Now, it's a little bit odd to find. It's off Luna, 1770 Y Street. The letter Y, XYZ. Y Street, 1770 Y Street. They're open every day for pickups and deliveries. And Soil Building Systems, soilbuilding.com, 972-831-8181, soilbuilding.com. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And here's my guy, Jerry Overton. Jerry.
Thank you, Neil. It is now 9:34 at the Bridling Energy News Desk, a major accomplishment for the U.S. and Mexico. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, we're looking for patchy fog to start going away here in the next hour or so, then mostly cloudy, breezy as we head toward the afternoon, high 65. Tonight, the clouds will increase. It's going to be cooler, too, down to 40 for the low. Then tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with a chance for drizzle. And look for the high to be around 58 for Tuesday. Cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of 55. It is cloudy, 62 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in South Dallas. You've got a wreck on Westmoreland Road at I-30. Downtown Dallas, Dallas Fire Rescue reports an accident at Elm Street at North Griffin. And in Fort Worth, we've got a wreck on Montgomery Street at Lansford Lane. Well, noted Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was captured by the U.S. and Mexican law enforcement officials over the weekend. That's 13 years after he escaped from prison. Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul told ABC's This Week he hopes to have Guzman brought to the U.S. to stand trial.
There is corruption in that country, and I would ask that the Mexicans consider extraditing him to the United States, where he will be put in a supermax prison under tight security where he cannot escape.
McCaul, a Texas congressman, says the arrest is a significant victory for both Mexico and the U.S. Microsoft says it's going to update its Windows system this spring to address some of the gripes people have when they use devices without touch capabilities. Among other things, Microsoft will add search, power, and settings buttons to the start page. And Canada's won gold in men's hockey, the final event of the Sochi Olympics. 3-0 victory over Sweden gave Canada its third gold in men's hockey in the last four Olympics. Again, looking for a high today of 65 degrees. It's 62 degrees at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
It's almost finished, and it's going to be the most beautiful comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's a completely new book that combines the best of my complete guide to Texas gardening, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. We're going to print it right here in Texas. The special pre-order price is just $24.95. It's the lowest price we will ever offer. Once we commit to a press count in a few days, the price will go up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. Or our best offer, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. Shipping and handling for either offer, $7. The book will be released during March. It will be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
All right, let me invite you to give that call and place that order right away. And again, it's going to be delayed by 2 or 3 weeks, something like that. One of the reasons, I have two reasons, and I apologize for that. One of them is it has 100 more pages than we had anticipated as we scheduled everything as we were working on it. And so many people, when I have mentioned that, have said, good gosh, 100 pages for 2 extra weeks. That's a good trade because we did not change the price. Can't change price. It's a published price. And then secondly, I missed a couple weeks in November, December with pneumonia. And I didn't really say much about that. Lee knows that I was hacking around with the cough button. And so anyway, but we are where we are. And the book is going to be beautiful. Let me tell you right now about Whiskey Stone. Oh, these folks are just the best it gets. It's Mike Wisnan and his son Derek. I don't know Mike's dad, who founded the company back in 1983, but I have known Mike since we did my All Texas All Garden Show years and years ago. He is a leader in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association on the west side of the Metroplex. They rally around him. They buy their stone from him. You will be buying from the same company that the pros use and for all of their landscape work. You get to go out and choose the same stone that will be going into the biggest landscape jobs in the Metroplex. They serve all of the Metroplex. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone. I called over there a couple weeks ago, and they were out buying stone in quarries. That must be an interesting job. They have flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. Skilled professionals at Whiskey Stone have classes in the springtime to tell you how to, and show you demonstrations on Saturday mornings to show you how to use their stone effectively. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, go to whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, or call them 817-429-0822. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com for WhizQ Stone. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, let's go to Robert in Mesquite. Robert, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I probably picked a good day to call, sounds like. Six, 7 years ago, I had my foundation redone, and they put a lot of the, evidently, there's a lot of dead soil on top and the topsoil on the bottom, and which that's not good. And my grass growing, and I was wondering if I could spade it up and put something like black cow or the compost or something like that, and what, and, you know, spade up like 8 or 10 inches, and, you know, and put plenty in there. But I wasn't sure how much to put or what.
Okay, well, let me try to help you. First of all, what kind of grass do you have?
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine, all right. And then the second question I have is, are there any shade trees on this side of the house, anywhere near there?
There's one on one side of the house, but it's been, I've had it retrimmed, pruned up, so it should get plenty of sunlight there. It's not the sunlight, it's the soil.
Okay. I don't give up easily, Robert, and I'm doing this with my arm around your shoulder to try to help. I'm going to sound a little bit confrontational. However, it's easier to buy in on what you're saying on St. Augustine than it would be with Bermuda. Bermuda's more able to withstand just horrible soil, you know, just growing anything. St. Augustine does have higher standards. If you wanted to do something to improve the soil, I don't think adding organic matter is going to give you long-term improvement, because it will decay and it'll be gone. So if you added any kind of compost or the sphagnum peat moss that I would recommend for a flower bed and pine bark, all that stuff, it's going to decay over a period of 4, 5, 6 years, and it'll be back to what you have now. So it's almost a situation where you need to replace the top several inches of soil. Topsoil in the topsoil you had in Mesquite isn't that great to start with, and so that's why I'm kind of surprised that whatever they brought up from below would be causing problems. Unless, and let me ask, does it have a lot of white rock in it up at the top now?
No.
Okay, I want you, please, just as a favor to me, at least remember that I said I'm worried that there might not be enough sunlight there in some of those areas, because that is so often the problem. People get all concerned, I want to work up the soil, plant new sod, it's time to plant new grass, and I'm going to have a beautiful lawn this year. And then when I go to their home and look at it, as I do with friends from time to time, I realize you don't have nearly enough sunlight for that grass to grow well. You're about to spend a lot of effort, a lot of money, and you're probably going to have the very same results. So I just wanted to have said that,
right,
just to challenge it, because you've got to have 5 or 6 hours for St. Augustine to survive, 6 or 8 hours for Bermuda. So if you replaced about 6 inches of that soil, just rather than spading it up or tilling it, I would just take it away if it's that bad. But I don't think that should be necessary if there's not white rock in it. I think just rototilling and getting some really good fresh sod, planting it in April or May, and then
I have had the sods put in there, and it lasted like a year or so till the fertilizer that was sprinkled on it, and so went away, and then it went
Robert,
away too.
That's exactly what I hear probably. I'll bet you 500 times a year. Honest to gosh, I'm holding my hand up as if I'm testifying. That many times a year, people say, well, it's not the shade, Neil, or it's not this or that, but usually it's the shade. Not the shade, Neil, and then they describe how, and I learned this the hard way in my own yard, where I put some St. Augustine sod out where I thought I had plenty of light, and pretty soon you see the black soil that came with the sod. And then pretty soon you see a lot more of that soil. And then pretty soon you say, man, there's a runner there. There's another one over there 10 inches away, and I don't have a lawn yet. And that's usually light, or you just didn't take good enough care of it immediately when it was planted. I can't get any closer, but that's the best. I don't think what you're trying to do with the organic matter is a solution. I really don't think replacing the soil is a solution. I think you might have to switch over to I need to see it. I can't go any farther. You don't need to change to a ground cover unless there's more shade than you're thinking. I'm right. Stuck without seeing it. I can't get any closer.
Very good.
I tried. Good luck with it, but I gave you some things to think about and evaluate, and think about how the sun changes its course. What side of the house is this on?
It's on the west side.
All right. Well, then that's the sunniest side, obviously, and watch how the sun comes across this afternoon and kind of see where the tree will be casting shade as it leaves out this spring. Robert, I'm sorry I can't get you closer. Gave it the old try.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, very much. All right. That one is a really difficult diagnosis. Fred in Duncanville with boxwood and Shelley in Eastern Parker County with grass burrs. Be here to help you in just a moment. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you right now that there is going to come a day in the next few days. I don't know exactly when, but sometime in the next several days, there will come a time when I will say, all right, we are now committed. We can go no farther. The pre-production price is gone, and it could happen between radio programs. So I would really recommend that you call today if you would like the $24.95 price on my brand new book. The book is a couple of weeks away from being at the printer and being on the presses. And when that happens, obviously I can't go back and change the press count because it's 44 signatures. I'm going to be looking at 44 press checks in San Antonio. It's being produced right here in Texas. I'm self-publishing this, so anything in it is my responsibility totally. There's no other publisher. I just got tired of dealing with publishers, and this one is, I know I won't sell as many this way because it is only available through my magazine office, only available on my website. That's neilsperry.com, and it's available by calling before 11 today, 800-752-GROW. Now, the $24.95 price is a real bargain, and the price will go up significantly once we take the book to press, and it will not come back to $24.95 again. 100 extra pages is a big hit. I mean, it was going to be 250 pages. That was the original bid. It's 344 pages. That's a big difference. 840 photographs. We thought it would be 300 to 400. We just have really gone out to try to make this the best book it could possibly be. So if you'd like to get that $24.95 price, you need to call before 11 today. If you'd like to get my magazine, Neils Perry's Gardens Magazine, which in 29 years has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America, every word of all of this written just for Texas, then you can get the magazine at half price if you buy it with the book today before 11 o'clock. $36.90 total price of that. $7 postage on the book either way. So that's the book for $24.95, book and magazine at $36.90. My book will cover all aspects of outdoor landscapes and gardens in the Lone Star State. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening will not be in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW before 11. 1-800-752-4769. Go to neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-4769.
With spring just around the corner, Shades of Green is the place to get started in the right direction when it comes to gardening and landscape design. You'll find fresh arrivals of cool season annual color, perennials, herbs, shrubs, and trees, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find natives and well-adapted plants at Shades of Green. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful Chinese pistache,
live oak, red oak, and Eldorica pine, just to name a few. February is the time to prepare your landscape for the warm-up spring will bring. Shades of Green carries a wide selection of organic products, fertilizers, mulches, compost, and pre-emergence. Need some planting ideas and suggestions? We'll give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Shades of Green, for the right plant, right place.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Do you miss playing catch? If shoulder, wrist, or other pains are keeping you on the bench, don't you worry. The Orthopedic Sports Medicine Service teams at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney are ready to get you back in the game. Every day they help athletes and weekend warriors overcome injuries and reach their goals. And Baylor's multidisciplinary team approach, from thorough assessment to advanced bone imaging to a full spectrum of treatment options, is designed to help you quickly. Call them first to be back on the field in no time. For a referral to an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 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 or visit BaylorHealth.com. And I have to tell you, it's a joy to have the opportunity to tell you about Baylor Plano, where our daughter's life was saved in 2005, and Baylor McKinney, where my wife proudly serves on their board of directors. And so a full disclosure on that, we're so blessed to be involved with the Baylor Healthcare System. Love these hospitals. They're beautiful. Their people are fabulous. Their doctors are world-class. Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano. Well, all right, let's go back to those phone lines. We have Fred in Duncanville. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you waiting. What can I do?
Yes, I have two tower boxwoods in my front flower bed, and I planted them too close to the house, and they're about to hit the eaves up underneath the house. My question is, can I top it, or any suggestions?
Boxwood, that tall. And I don't know tower boxwood.
Well, that's what they was calling it when I bought it. I was thinking that's what they
No, you're fine. I'm not going to question that, because there are a lot of varieties. I am not familiar with one that gets that tall.
And it's about 8 feet right now.
You can certainly shape and prune boxwoods. I hope we're talking about boxwoods. That's the only thing that worries me. You can certainly shape and prune boxwoods almost any way you need, but try not to cut them back so far that you are getting into just brown stubble that doesn't have any leaves on it.
Right. Okay, I just wanted to make
green
sure.
Green Tower boxwood is a Monrovia plant.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a Monrovia
plant. Green Tower. And... boy, if it gets that tall, that's extraordinary. The thing that's happening, Fred, with plants is that, like the Kaleidoscope Abelia that was mentioned a moment ago, there's so many of these proprietary things that are coming into the market, it's hard to keep up with them, and especially to have firsthand knowledge with all of them. Having grown them, I haven't grown this one. But, yes, you can trim it. I would just try to trim it with as much as you can with hand tools. That's going to be pretty tedious on a boxwood, but try to sculpt it in a way that you don't end up just denuding the top of it, because it may be a little reluctant to grow back out again. I would do that as soon as you can, because they are fairly quick in leafing out in the spring.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your patience. Uh-huh. Shelley in Eastern Parker County, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I think I'm great.
Good.
One never knows.
My husband and I have been trying to rack our brains. On the last week that we listened to you, we live in Eastern Parker County, right outside Tarrant, and we are in a area that used to be nothing but a cow pasture, and I have been trying to control the sand burrs. We put in Pastora, put down Pastora for a couple years, and last week, I believe it was, you said something about sand burr control, and we could not remember the name of those two products.
Well, the two or three that are available to you are Halts, H-A-L-T-S, Halts. Dimension is another. And then the and Halts is a Scotts product. Dimension is a product that is in several of the lines at independent retail garden centers. And
okay.
Then the Bonide Prozone is also a preventive.
Bonide.
It's B-O-N-I-D-E, and it's Bonide. They got on me this year for mispronouncing their company name. And it's a Prozone Weed Beater Complete, and that's another one that is available to you. There are several, and there are others that I didn't mention.
Okay. Now, will this kill out the seeds that are currently on the ground that are germinating?
Yes, the way a pre-emergent weed killer works is it kills the seed as it tries to sprout and germinate. It kills the germinating seedling. And so that's why it's very critical that it be put out in Parker County. It's a little bit cooler than, for example, in downtown Fort Worth would be.
Right.
And so you're going to apply it between the 5th and 15th of March, or if it turns cool in early March, you could even delay it to 10th to 20th. But it's better to be a day early than a week early than a day late with them, because once they germinate, it's too late. So, get it out early.
Okay, one other thing while I have you on the phone. I have some deer that really love my Indian hawthorns. They seem to have taken them over this year, this winter, and they have just taken the leaves off of them. I mean, all the way around my house.
And there's no real solution to that other than fencing or other than electric fence within the plants or something. There's just no good answer. It's like rabbits. There's,
Should I be concerned about them coming back, or do you think they'll be all right? They're like 7 years old.
Oh, the plants will come back. They've just been pruned heavily. I think the deer will come back too. I didn't know where you were headed with that. It's like our feral hogs. Yeah, I'm sure they're coming back, but we put fence up.
Right. But you think the Indian hawthorns will be okay?
I would hope so. I make no guarantees for Indian hawthorns, but, but you'll know within about 3 weeks probably. I'd fertilize them and water them, and that should get you going.
Okay.
Appreciate your call very, very much. Let's see. I have a minute. Paula, I have only about half a minute. I do need to wrap up my program at the end. What can I do to help you?
Okay, quickly. I want to know. I've got some 10-10-10 and some 13-13-13 fertilizer. Can I use less of that for the 10-10?
Yes, it's going to be about 1/3 stronger. So you'd use roughly 3/4 as much, something like that. It's probably better to get a different type of fertilizer. It doesn't have that middle number so high, because most of our soils are testing way high in the middle number, and they're telling us don't put any more phosphorus on. So you might use that in a vegetable garden or flower bed, but I would not put it out on lawn or landscape. I've got to run. I really appreciate your call, though. Thank you so much. Lee Riza, thank you. Nice program today. I enjoyed this. Folks, it's nice to have all these calls, and I'm very grateful for your listening. If you are trying to call my magazine office, that number will be open and available to you for one more hour. It's 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Until next week, happy gardening.